Landscape planner Randall Arendt says communities along Lake Superior need to revise local zoning laws. He says that'll set the stage for developments that preserve natural habitats.
We need to set both a minimum and a maximum lot size so that the development does not consume the entire parcel of land with nothing more than house lots and streets. If all we wanted was lawns and cul-de-sacs everywhere, we wouldn't have comprehensive plans that talk about preserving farmland or woodland habitat or the forest resource for sustainable yield. So we just need to make conservation design easy to do and quick, and conventional development difficult to do and very time consuming.
Chris Larson is the Conservation Programs Director for Minnesota Land Trust. He's hoping cooperation between cities, architects, and developers will prevent overdevelopment along Lake Superior's shoreline.
The shoreline around Lake Superior really is not just a local resource. It is a state, national, international resource in many ways. And understanding how people are getting out to experience and enjoy that's important, whether it's the trails, the drive, other resources. And then figuring out how we can accommodate development given all of those different and sometimes competing interests.
Both say developments that preserve natural areas cost less because developers are doing less paving and more preserving. In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.